Vietnam veteran and retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Hal Fritz recalls his platoon's harrowing firefight more than 50 years ago.
When I wore the leadership tabs, they were looking at me as a lieutenant. What do we do, Lieutenant? And you've got to provide the leadership, follow me type of thing.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Hal Fritz, who was awarded the Medal of Honor for his actions. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, September 29th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Methodist College is expanding on its mission to educate healthcare professionals and will be rolling out a new Bachelor of Science in Medical and Life Sciences degree in the spring semester of 2021. A team of administrators and faculty designed the new baccalaureate program to provide preparatory education in the areas of biology, pre-medicine, pre-dentistry, pre-pharmacy, and pre-physician assistant. Student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Methodist College Dean of Arts and Sciences Dr. Eileen Setti says the new degree Methodist College is offering will open new doors for the students to enter a more variety of healthcare positions.
I think most people think about careers in healthcare as I can either be a doctor or a nurse. And while there are lots of opportunities to be a specialized doctor or a nurse in a specialty area, we have all of these other professions that support the healthcare industry.
Dr. Setti says this program offers flexibility for students looking for a non-traditional route of study.
I think what is so exciting about this program is that it offers flexibility for people who don't want to be or can't be on campus as a traditional college student. So this is a great opportunity for folks who are already working, for people who maybe want to come to school part-time. We can really bring you the best of both worlds, a great, outstanding, rigorous program, but you can also stay right here in Central Illinois with friends and family.
Dr. Setti says the program is really pushing for Central Illinois students to study locally and to then use their talents to support their own community.
We have outstanding individuals in our community who can become the greatest biologists or doctors or physicians, and we want them to stay here and be part of this community. We want to grow our own and use our own talent to serve our community through healthcare.
Dr. Setti says that students who want to apply should do so before the deadline of December 11th, as classes for the new program will begin the second week in January. For more information about the program, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials reported 5 new COVID-19-related deaths from the weekend. All but one were residents of long-term care facilities. The region's death toll now stands at 79. This year's harvest is yielding good results so far for Peoria County farmers, and advocacy groups are renewing efforts to offer paid sick leave in Illinois. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Hal Fritz is one of 49 living Medal of Honor recipients who served in the Vietnam War. A Peoria resident for nearly 3 decades now, Fritz was seriously wounded in a firefight but continued to lead his platoon through the battle. Fritz tells Joe Deacon about that incident and his 27-year military career.
Well, actually, I got drafted, and then I turned around and enlisted. Because members of my family have been in the service, my dad's side, my mother's side. They've been in all the services except the Coast Guard. And so I knew eventually that I would have to make a commitment. So the draft notice came in, and it wasn't the best time. And so I turned around because I just got married, and I enlisted so I'd have a better opportunity to do something that was meaningful for the country and for myself and for my family. And then I went to OCS, Officer Candidate School, and became a commissioned officer for the rest of my time here. So, you know, to me, it's we don't have the draft any longer, and I think young people miss the opportunity to provide some type of service to this nation, to thank everybody for the freedoms that they have. And because there's that void, I'm not saying we should reinstitute the draft, but I think we need to have something to cause young people to say, I've got to do something to do my part, no matter how small it is, to help preserve and protect the freedoms that we have here for now and future generations. Because the younger people are going to be the older people sooner or later. If they want to have what I have, they got to work for it.
When you look back at your time in Vietnam, what memories do you have, specifically the one day in particular? What kind of motivated you? Was it more instinctive more than anything?
What you have, I was 24 years old, and the people that I had with me for the most part were 18 to 20 to 21. And it didn't matter if I was the oldest one or the youngest one. I wore the leadership tabs. They were looking at me as a lieutenant. What do we do, lieutenant? And you've got to provide the leadership, follow me type of thing. You can't just say, you go here, you shoot that guy, you shoot that guy. You've got to show up that you're going to give them the leadership. That's why we did the assault. That's why we went after him. And so you don't have time to think about yourself, but it's all over with. And you sit down and you say, geez, that was a close one.
What came across your minds when you received the Medal of Honor and other decorations that you received over your career?
Well, when you look at the Valor Awards, the Medal of Honor specifically, the Silver Stars, the Bronze Star for V, you think about the people that were unable to get those awards because they're not with us, or they weren't recognized. They're alive, but they weren't recognized, but they're just as valorous as you were. And so I wear those for the men and women that served. I mean, I wear the award, Medal of Honor, and I wear the other awards, but they belong to everybody. And that's why I think it's important for Medal of Honor recipients to get out there and talk about the Medal of Honor, what it means to them, and what it means to be a messenger, and what it means to carry the message, and the importance of that. It's an important mission. It's overwhelming, but you got to do it. So it doesn't quit. It doesn't quit when you take the uniform off. You're still wearing the medal.
What is the message at memorials like the Vietnam Wall? How do they inspire the rest of the community?
I think the most important thing is people look at that and they look at these memorials, and they're not there to promote war, but what they are doing, they're saying, that's the cost of freedom. We're going to have to actually spend the lives of men and women and put them in harm's way to protect what we have.
That's retired Lieutenant Colonel Hal Fritz talking to reporter Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.